in Kentucky, let's just address this a moment. The Los Angeles Daily News reports in 1988 that a package sent to Kentucky recruit Chris Mills was found unsealed at an Emory Worldwide Air Freight terminal in Los Angeles on March 31st, and that workers said $1,000 was discovered inside. And the package sent to Claude Mills lists UK assistant Dwayne Casey as the sender. Casey has said he didn't do it. There was never any proof that he did it. He settled a lawsuit with Emory for defamation of character. What is your take on what happened? Because it was a major story across the country.
Before we arrived there, the newspaper had done all this reporting on all these former players and that Kentucky had violated the NCAA rules. The newspaper won a Pulitzer Prize. Well, the NCAA came in to investigate, and then all of a sudden they couldn't prove anything. So it became kind of an embarrassment for the NCAA because there certainly was enough proof there probably that Kentucky should have been given some kind of punishment. Then when this happened, and when I went to Kentucky, everybody knew I always had a clean program everywhere I'd been and we didn't violate rules. I think that was one of the reasons they hired me. I was told that you can't do anything wrong here. Well, you know, I had cautioned our assistant coaches and everyone that we didn't want to do anything out of line. Didn't have to because we didn't think that there was any reason we'd ever have to cheat at Kentucky. You shouldn't have to with all the advantages you have. So anyway, when this happened, I said, holy smoke, somebody has set us up. I said, that's impossible. First of all, I've never heard of an Emory package exploding or breaking open in a warehouse. These are those things you almost have to have some kind of either a knife or something to cut them open. So I just thought somebody has set us up. Well, the NCAA and the newspaper are so upset, so boy, this time we're going to get Kentucky. And so anyway, there were about 10 NCAA investigators and the local newspaper investigators. They were all in there. For the first couple of years I was there trying to prove this thing that had happened before I ever arrived. So when this happened, boy, here they come again. Well, it never could have been proven, and it never was. Dwayne got a big settlement out of it.
$6.9 million.
But it ended up that we got punished, even though it could never be proven. It was in a court of law. It had been thrown out. And even today, I don't think what they had, they would have challenged it, but they were so frustrated with past years and what had happened, they took full advantage of it to penalize the University of Kentucky and us. The deal with the Emory package, the thing that was crazy about it, Dwayne had been in Los Angeles the day before this happened just to visit with the recruit and with his father. So if you were going to cheat or give somebody money, you'd do it in person. You wouldn't be sent it through the mail. That was the thing that was always crazy, I thought. So I don't know. I guess we'll never know. And Dwayne said he didn't do it, so I have to believe him. But the one thing that came out of that, and you always, if you have a setback, need to say, what can we do to do a better job? Well, when we came to Oklahoma State, that was one of the things I told the assistant coach. I said, boy, don't you ever do anything wrong or you won't be here long. And I started probably policing my assistants much better than I had done at Kentucky because I'd always just told them and trusted them and hoped that Dwayne didn't do that, but certainly we were punished for it.
So what appears to be a setup could have come from what? Another school?
Could have come from another school.
Or maybe did you wonder if somebody was trying to make me, Eddie Sutton, look
bad?
Or
I had thought that it's possible because there were two or three boosters that had violated NCAA rules in the previous regime. They had done some things. They told me once, said, we know you're a great coach, but we're not sure about your recruiting. We got them for Joby Hall. Let us get the players for you and you coach them. I said, no, that's not going to work. I said, we're not going to do that. Oh, and they said, if you don't do this, I don't think you'll ever win a national title. I told him, I said, well, if I win a national title, I want to be able to look at myself in the mirror. I thought to myself, maybe some of those guys set it up. There were a lot of rumors that flew around, but nobody knows what happened.
Is that the way it went? You did not do your recruiting? Others did it for you?
No, this is what they had done before.
This was going to change under your tenure.
And it did change.
Yeah. Well, it was a tough time in your life.
It was a tough time, but we all grew as people.
in the wake of that investigation, it did force you to resign as the Kentucky basketball
player. I did resign, and then I worked a year out of coaching for Nike. I had a lot of fun doing that, and then Oklahoma State gave me the opportunity to come back into coaching the next year.
That was when Leonard Hamilton decided to leave in favor of Miami.
Right.
That was the break you needed.